Now let us read from 2 Corinthians 5, the verses 17 through 21. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and Him, and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with Himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what He is doing. We are Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We are speaking for Christ Himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you say? In Christ. God put the wrong on Him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. And the next scripture reading is from the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the first 5 verses. I saw heaven and earth new created. Gone the first heaven, gone the first earth, gone the sea. I saw holy Jerusalem new created, descending resplendent out of heaven, as ready for God as a bride for her husband. I heard a voice thunder from the throne. Look! Look, God has moved into the neighborhood, making His home with men and women. They're His people. He's their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone. Crying gone. Pain gone. All the first order of things gone. The enthroned continued. Look, I am making everything new. Write it all down, each word, dependable and accurate. And here ends our scripture readings. May God's Spirit touch, guide, and change us today. Brother, sister in Christ, the date 9/11 will undoubtedly go down in history as the date that forever changed not only America, but also the world. In many different ways, 9/11 is still influencing our lives. It is as if a downward spiral of terrorism and counter-terrorism, war, religious division and hatred is dragging the world deeper and deeper into darkness. In response, however, there are efforts around the world to stop the madness, analyze what went wrong and why, in all-out efforts to turn the crazy tide and to save civilization for generations still to come. One notable effort seeking solutions comes from a think tank known as the Club of Rome. Some years ago, a small international group of professionals from the fields of diplomacy, industry, academia, and civil society met at a quiet villa in Italy. And they then initiated a global think tank and a center of innovation and initiative. It brings together scientists, economists, business persons, international high civil servants, heads of state and former heads of state from all 5 continents to seek and suggest solutions to the greatest problems of the world as we know it today. Now, their amazing conclusion is that the greatest problems of the world are not pollution, not global warming, nor drought, nor famine. Their actual finding is that all these international disasters that I just mentioned originated from one single source. Human intervention is the actual cause. So the unanimous finding was that something, somehow, went wrong with all humankind. All agreed that our world's biggest problem is in the nature and is in the depravity of us as human beings. Listen to the exact words of what the report said. We gossip, we demean, we hurt, we assassinate one another with our words, our attitudes and deeds. We hate, we destroy, and we are prejudiced against one another. We are looting the earth and its resources. We, us, no one else, are causing the gradual destruction of our world as we know it. In order to counter the hatred, replace war and strife with peace and tolerance of those different from us, we must begin at the source of destruction. And where is that source of destruction? The club, the think tank, found that that source of destruction is deep inside you and me. The challenge is that we must learn how to recreate human nature. And there are factors determining your life and mine. You see, we are governed from inside by our very nature, our background, our environment and education. So in a sad, destructive, pathetic way, we have indeed become the captains of our souls and the masters of our fate. We are destroying the hope for a better world from the inside of ourselves, out into the world around us. I know that's a gloomy picture, and I hope that some of you were arguing with me while I was saying these things, saying, well, that's not really true, it's not that bad. Well, the message is from Scripture that is at this point exactly where the power and beauty of our Christian faith comes in. The final message in the book of Revelation proclaims a changed world where the distance that we have created between God and us will be no more. John predicts, look, he wrote, God has moved into the neighborhood, making His home with men and women. And they are His people. He is their God. And He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone, crying gone, pain gone. All the first order of things gone. Now we must remember that the Apostle Paul wrote to the first century community of Corinth. And he wrote in response to problems that had appeared in the community since he had left them. And the problems in those days were significant. And it included divisions in the church, in which different members tried to usurp one another's authority. A time when some members took others to court, pressing ethical questions, public scandals, and disruptive and chaotic behavior. And Paul knew that the one problem that undergirds all others was that they did not grasp the nature of Christian salvation. There is little point in proclaiming our faith in a living Christ unless something happens deeply within you and within me. There is little point in telling the world how wonderful our Christ is if you and I do not change. We need to undergo, as the Club of Rome also found, a spiritual resurrection through Christ. Church membership alone does not and will never do the trick. A true relationship with Christ makes you a Christian. Nothing else does. That's where Paul says, look. Look, something has happened. God has moved into the neighborhood, making His home with men and women. Now this gets very personal. They are His people, and He is their God. I wonder in these modern days, times that we're living in, whether people can look at us as a church and then say they are indeed God's people. And He is their God. And that's the message for our times. Even today, you and I can exchange all hateful, harming, and selfish innermost self and become a new creation in Christ. It was the message of salvation then 2,000 years ago. It was the message that our grandparents heard in early America. And it is still the message of salvation to this very day. The words of Jesus are still echoing through the ages. See, see, I am making all things new. In and through Christ, our lives together can become a new creation. Our words about the love of Christ are empty. Says nothing until we have become a new creation from deep inside out. Nothing will happen unless we live that love. Change begins in us through Christ and spreads into the world as we work, strive, and live as Jesus did. And now, even the Lord's Prayer becomes a bit clearer. Remember that He taught us to pray, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven." Let your kingdom come from way out there and make its place in our lives, in our hearts, in what we say, what we live, what we do, what we teach. It's only when and if God's kingdom comes on earth that God's will shall indeed be our will, and God's way shall be our way. And when that day comes, then God shall indeed live amongst mortals. Then God will wipe all tears from our eyes. When God's kingdom comes, we shall destroy each other and our beautiful world no more. Hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, I am making all things new. Behold, a peaceful world to come, an earth renewed and free, all which divide and hurt then gone, God's dwelling with us to be. O God, let the day come soon. Let it be. Let it be. Amen.